When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
For 25 years, nothing has tasted better after a hard day's work than a Mike's Hard Lemonade. It's because since day one, Mike's has been making lemonade the hard way. We use three kinds of lemons, all hand-picked from family farms, then blended to perfection in cold press to create the epic hard lemonade you know and love. Mike's Hard Lemonade. Hard days deserve a hard lemonade. Mike's is hard. So is prison. Don't drive drunk. Premium all beverage with flavors. All registered trademarks used under license by Mike's Hard Lemonade Company, Chicago, Illinois.
You smell that? That is the smell of the NFL in the air. Well, I'm in L.A., so it's also a mixture of marijuana, smog, and the National Football League. And Bet Online is your number one source for all your betting needs for the NFL. Also, baseball, boxing, golf, and more. Get the latest lines and odds and matchups and reports. Bet Online continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your bets, including betting on your favorite casino and card games, available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your phone. Sign up today. Get in on the action at BetOnline. And remember, just use the promo code BLEAV. That's the network that streams the JT and Looney podcast, BLEAV, believe. Get your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit just for being friends with JT and Looney. BetOnline. It's where the game starts. Now the podcast starts, goddammit. Hey.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How you doing?
Awesome. Welcome to our special edition summer podcast series on the JT and Looney podcast. Don't fret. This is going to be about 5 to 6 weeks, once a week of exclusive podcast just on the summer. We're both experts on the summer.
Oh, we sure are.
This is our vacation podcast. We're going to give you the do's and don'ts and trips on vacations. Don't worry, we're going to mix in sports. We're going to make sure we have sports to keep our numbers up and keep our bosses happy. But, man, you look good. You look tan. You look swole. You look like you just got back from Puerto Vallarta.
Wow, and it was great, too, because it was cloudy. It was the rainy season. When it's cloudy, it didn't rain, though, but when it's cloudy, you get the best tan. And it's more comfortable because it's cloudy, because it's not bright sunshine. Just remember that always. That's been a vicious rumor all of our life, but it's true, because you know I'm an expert. I'm tanning. Every single one of God's children has at least one area of genius. I firmly believe that. I have 11. Mm-hmm. One of them is tanning. And so it was great. It was cloudy. I got good color. And another reason why it's very important to listen to this podcast about this, you know, where our theme is the summer. We don't do a lot of themes. But another theme we could always have as long as we've known each other, recess. What's your favorite part of school? We were two kids that would probably say recess, right? And what did we do for a living most of our lives? Recess.
Yeah.
We've been cheating. We the entire time I've been playing with microphones for a living, I always have felt that the vice principal, Larry Spalding, is going to walk in the room and say, I caught you. You shouldn't be doing this for a living. You should have a real job, and you shouldn't have a credit card either.
Well, one of the things about us, too, is that we're in radio, and all these other platforms. Here on the podcast, I could be running 2 minutes late. You press record. We can move it from 2 in the afternoon to 8 in the morning. But in radio, I have to be live a couple of times a day, and I can't be late.
That's made us on time people. Yes.
So that's why we love the summer. I've been saying this on a couple of the radio shows that this is summer radio for me, and locally on Raiders Radio and then the Mad Dog shifts that I've been doing. You know, I take pride in the fact that I don't mail it in the summer. There's plenty of sports to talk about. As you say, it's the toy department of radio. But it could get really lean because this is the true vacation. And what a great segue. This is the vacation of the NFL. This is where everyone in the NFL who's on the football side of the building, not the sales side and all that, take vacations. Yep. Insist, get out of here. This is your last vacation until after hopefully going to the Super Bowl. So all teams believe when they're undefeated, they're going to the Super Bowl. So everybody kind of gets out of Dodge. The NBA Finals, congratulations to the Nuggets. I was at the clinching cup game as the Vegas Golden Knights. My Vegas Golden Knights won the Stanley Cup. There's baseball that you can mix in. But as you know, it's the quiet time in sports. I was walking by the TV today and Hoda was on. And Taylor was on the other channel, and they were doing summer series and doing all that. So I thought the first one we'd do would be based on our vacations because we just took vacations. I went to Maui. You went to Puerto Vallarta.
You were 42 steps from the sea.
Yeah, I was that close to the sea, which is what I'm going to be talking about in this particular episode. And you had a great trip there, too. But, you know, a lot of people can't afford vacation.
Right.
And we're aware of that. A lot of people can't take vacation for a number of reasons. So we don't want to be pompous like the boys on Smartless and the podcast that the other podcast I listen to. But this comes down to that. While you were away, I went on Max. It used to be HBO Max. Now they went to Max. And
But we could do a whole thing about
I know, you hate the fact that they went because it was Cinemax.
Right.
They worked so hard to become HBO and HBO, and now they're Max.
The HBO brand is like Coca-Cola. What are you doing changing the recipe?
So I watched the Smartless podcast with Jason Bateman and Will Arnett and a really funny a guy who was in Will and Grace. And they all had a great time. And it was a bunch of guys just sitting around and having a lot of fun, basically talking. They went on tour with their podcast. And when they went on tour with their podcast, they made it more visual because they were doing it in theaters in about 7 or 8 stops around the country. Sean Hayes, by the way, who just won a Tony Award for Best Actor. Really funny. And these three great friends who just talk about nonsense on their podcast. What makes the podcast so unique is every city that they went to, one of the three guys books the mystery guest, and the other two don't know who the guest is.
Oh, nice.
And they're A-list guests. I mean, they're the biggest of the biggest guests. But the whole podcast was about these guys, and they stayed together in a suite. They were on tour buses or flew private, and they stayed in the same suite, not separate rooms. And all they did was pick apart what each other did. You take a shower after you eat because you want to go to the bathroom after you eat, and you have to take a shower. Oh, you only have a vegan salad and all that. And I said, Jesus, that's what you and I have done for close to 17, 18 years.
Right,
you mock me for how many vodka sodas I have.
Right.
I mock you for eating little cups of chicken. and these guys are making millions. So I said, fuck sports for the summer. Let's try to do what David Spade does on my favorite podcast with Dana Carvey. And let's do what the Smartless guys do, because I think we can do it better because we've been friends probably longer than these guys.
We could absolutely do it better. And there were so many things there that you touched on that we could do a podcast on. And one of them, too, is showing up on time. You know, you and I can get up on a soapbox and talk about showing up on time. I never was a guy who would show up on time until I had jobs that involved being the center of attention, where you had to show up on time. Radio and TV jobs, you show up on time because, first of all, if you don't show up on time, what's it going to be, dead air? And there's also somebody that really would like that really cool radio or TV job that you had. When I worked at the Sidewalk Cafe in Venice Beach, when you go back in the hot tub time machine, I lived on the beach. I could see the ocean from my apartment. I managed an apartment building on the beach, so I paid no rent. And so everything I made was a profit. Who doesn't pay rent, right? So it's like I was a rich guy in my 20s, and I worked. I lived 42 steps, like your place in Maui, 42 steps from the ocean. I was 42 steps from the Sidewalk Cafe. And that's how far away I was from work. And I would get this buzz in the morning. And I'd And it would be another waiter that I worked with outside saying, "This is ridiculous," because I'd be late for work. And I lived 42 steps away. Well, my heart wasn't in being a waiter at the Sidewalk Cafe. I had much bigger goals than that. And so I'm not the World War II guy. I don't know if you are either, where you go, if you're going to be a ditch digger, or as Martin Luther King said, if you're going to pick up garbage, be the best garbage picker you can possibly be. No, that's not me. But I will give my 10,000 Malcolm Gladwell reps in, or hours, whichever that is, if it involves being the center of attention or a microphone or broadcasting. So we've been very lucky in the fact that our jobs turned us into punctual people. We're always on time now because we've Absolutely. Always had to be. And
I'm spoiled more than ever because I do the shows from home.
Oh,
and then
yeah,
I go to commercial break. The consultants say, don't ever tell anyone you're going to break, right? So when we go and we come back, there's a clock in my head. On the Mad Dog show, I have less time. So 2 minutes, 3 minute breaks. Uh-huh. On the local show, I have a little bit longer. I can go to the refrigerator. I could step outside. People laugh. I can dive in the pool and get out and dry myself off and go back on the air. But there's a clock in my head. I don't have to look at it on my watch or hit
right.
it.
Oh, my God.
I know, hey, I got to get back on and all that. And, you know, good segue, as we mentioned, these 42 steps. And I just got back from Maui, and I want to give you a little bit of a recap of my vacation, which was one of the best vacations I ever went on because I had the classic JT hookups. My whole life is about hooking people up if yep. I can or getting hookups.
It's absolutely.
I don't want to pay retail. I live in Vegas. I live in right. Vegas. I don't go shopping at Prada in Vegas. I want everything to either be comped or I want a deal. So two of my best friends own condos on the beach in Kihei. Mm-hmm. That's on the resort corridor in Maui. That's where you'll find the Grand Wailea, the Four Seasons, uh-huh. the Andaz, the Fairmount. Some of the greatest hotels in the world are on this beach resort in Maui. And two of my buddies bought condos in this great, great 1970s built condo, which is on the beach. It's not across the road. It's okay. not on the other side. It's on the beach. And it's so spectacular. And they're very humble condos, you know, two bedroom, two bath, nice. And so my buddy said, come on out and visit. And my wife and I have been there a few times, and we had a kind of thread the needle on when we could have off. My son just graduated college, other son's home for the summer. So we decided to do it. And we had to leave the hooligans at home, 22 and at the time 19.
Oh, great. Good for them.
Thank God for the Ring cameras and the cameras throughout the house. So I end up flying nonstop direct from Vegas to Maui on Southwest Airlines. I've been flying Southwest since their first flight.
Yeah.
So I got the points. I got all that, the A-list, whatever. My wife from time to time can fly for free, not on this trip. But it was so cheap. And we had points and all that. So we got on Southwest, and we sat there, and it flew direct to Maui, which is a long flight. It's a six-hour flight.
Yeah,
I mean, it's not easy. I know why it's people not. From Europe and back east don't go to Maui as much. Yeah. So we get there. We don't have to rent a car because Bobby G's waiting for us outside the airport where you can just stay all day, pop the hood, my golf clubs come out, the luggage. And the next thing you know, we do a Costco run that he did, and we're at the beach in his condo. My buddy Brad has a condo there, and I counted the steps to the sand, and it was 35 steps.
Oh, 35. I got the video.
Yeah, 35 steps. Wow. And I got on the sand, and they had chairs for us, umbrellas, the coolers, the fact that if you forgot an ice cube, you could go right back 35 steps and get
right.
it. And I was totally in vacation mode because I wasn't paying resort fee hotel prices.
Right. Yeah.
Which were literally, and I'll get to that later, $2,000 a night. A night! $2,500 a night.
Ridiculous.
Plus a 17% tax on that. Do 17% on $1,800 right. a night. So before you go to the restaurant, before you get a Starbucks in the morning.
By the way, it's $370.
So we're golfing and we're on catamarans and we're on the beach and I like to get in the water.
Right.
So I don't look at the water. I get in the water. I'm snorkeling and doing all this. And so I broke a rule that most men are not allowed to do. So this is going to be the hook to my section. I brought my wife but I was with two or three of my best friends. Oh, it was Utopia. It was kind of a boys' trip. I had full boys' trip rules. Right. Wife can go to the beach. She can go to the spa. She can walk the shops. I'm with my best friends and we're doing everything together. And then the wife's there and she's happy because she's in Maui on the beach. No complaint. Right. She doesn't complain to begin with.
She's not that person.
So if you get one thing out of this podcast before we throw it to the Puerto Vallarta section, I had the dream vacation. My best friends were there. My wife was there. I got points on both sides. The value of the deal is incredible. We now live in this Airbnb era. If you have friends that have homes in the mountains, condos on the beach, connections with people in other countries who have places, I'm done. No more resorts. I don't have to swim up to the resort pool. Been there, done that. I want to be with my buddies, value, limited prices at their places, feeling at home, and having the time of my life. So, wow, what a vacation I had because of the value, the experience, and on top of the fact it was Maui, maybe the most beautiful area in all of our country, and I had a fabulous vacation.
The greatest way to experience any city, resort, any country is exactly what you said. If you have a hookup, if you know somebody who lives there, if you can have a way to stay there to experience the culture more and not spend most of your money on your lodging, just like if you go back in the hot tub time machine, I went probably about 10 years ago to a wedding in Amsterdam, and my ex's friend lived on the water in Amsterdam and let us stay there. We stayed on the water in Amsterdam for 6 days. Now, how much would that have cost us? You know, Madonna probably pays $60,000, right, to stay at the resort there on the water in Amsterdam. And it was the greatest way to engage with the culture and the woman who let us stay there, got to know her. And it is the best way to experience and to save yourself so much money if you go and stay with people who live in a great city. And that's how, you know, when you live in L.A. and Vegas, that happens too. You have a spare bedroom, as do I, for people who come to your city when you live in a cool city. So you can do that for them. And your friends that did that for you, you've done that for them.
Yeah. And
when they've come to Vegas.
Point, yeah. One other point on this, which, again, is going to sound very snobby, but it wasn't snobby because I'm staying in a nice condo.
And you're not snobby.
Is that if it was like a mile from the beach, it wouldn't have worked. If it was, we're staying in a friend's house on no. What made this trip work was the place I was staying in was the resorts were behind me. So I'm on the beach, and if you look to the left, then you see the Grand Wailea and the Fairmont and the Andaz. Those people are in the pool, kind of on a bluff, a cliff area. If they want to go to the beach, they got to go down through the resort, down a path to get down on the beach. We were on the beach. So that was a really big hook for me. It's kind of like if you go skiing and you're staying with someone who lives on the mountain, right? Instead of 3 miles away. 3 miles away, it's still great. Still great.
Oh, yeah.
You're driving to the mountain, you're putting your boots on and all that. But when you can ski out of the condo or walk right there. So this trip was important to me because I understood that there was no commuting. There was no thinking. It was get up in the morning, work out,
God,
go on a walk, play some golf, come back, jump in the ocean, come back to the chairs, and cocktails are there, and music's playing, and it's quiet, and you're looking out at all the mountains in Maui, but you're on the beach. And then when you left, when we flew back, again, we got on the plane. There's no stress in Maui at the airport. Southwest Airlines, oh, my God, they did a great job. And we're back in Vegas again, and I didn't have vacation stress going in. I had a fabulous vacation while there and nothing coming back. And then the day I landed, so we landed at 9 o'clock at night. And I've covered the Golden Knights all year. And I've been to many games. And I was hoping when I was on Maui, they lost one game. They could have swept it 4-0. I would have missed it. They had the extra game 5. And the day after I'm on vacation, I'm walking into T-Mobile Arena.
Whoa.
I'm lifting the cup. And I'm coming out of T-Mobile Arena as they win the Stanley Cup and the sun is setting. and the glow of the city, because we live in the Pacific time zone. If it was back east, it'd be 11 at night. 8 o'clock, the sun's still out here. And then I had a full 4 or 5 days of celebrating the Stanley Cup after coming back from vacation, going to the parade and all that. So the wheelhouse of the last couple of weeks was all based. I love the fact that I saw a world championship in front of me, but it was based on the fact that I was able to unplug. I wasn't phone guy. I know you hate when I tweet.
Right.
I tweet on vacation. Overall, it was tranquil. It was beautiful. Thanks to Bobby G and Brad for the hookup. And I'm going back, because this is my vacation happy place. How about
hey,
you?
I want Bobby G's number. Well, Puerto Vallarta, I think we both have that Irish DNA that maybe there are relatives in our past that love to go fishing. Because I have friends that have a place in Puerto Vallarta. They live there, but they live in the mountains. It's beautiful there because the mountains meet the sea in Puerto Vallarta, kind of like they do in some places in Southern California. And all throughout the California coast, where the mountains meet the sea, like in Palos Verdes Peninsula or in the Pacific Palisades. But I didn't want to stay at their place because I didn't go to Puerto Vallarta to stay in the mountains. I want to be on the beach just like you. And I have an obsession. It's not snobbery just like you. It's, okay, I'm going on a beach vacation. I've got to hear the ocean. At night and in the morning, in 24 hours, if I'm spending any time in the room, I've got to hear twish, twish, like you could hear in Maui when you were headed to bed. Twish, and you hear that the ocean, the ferocious ocean, slamming into the shores. There's nothing I enjoy more than. And if you go, here's another thing too. If you go to a great place during off season, you can get great tickets to Europe during Thanksgiving, because everyone's going to grandma's house. So if you wanted to head to Europe over Thanksgiving, they're 50% off. Puerto Vallarta, it's 50% off if you go during the summer. People don't go to Puerto Vallarta during the summer. It's a lot of people that have cold weather, that go from cold weather cities between, you know, September and June. So got 50% off and of everything, 50, 60% off rooms. And so I'm looking, but again, there were some great deals, but I needed to hear the water crashing, just like you. I needed to be that close. And got a penthouse for 60% off, and it was still
a penthouse.
For 60%, ooh. Yes.
I didn't stay in a penthouse. I probably had room service if you were.
No, I probably could have had some, but I didn't overdo that. But that was already a cool deal. Probably like overspent, broke your rule there a little bit, but still at 50% off. It was just one of those, and I needed it. Just one of those things. And as you know, we had a loved one that was actually in a coma that we took that is now fine. Oh. And getting better. And that was a celebration of life for him. So I don't need to give too many of those details because he doesn't ask to be the center of attention. I do.
You're the center of attention.
All right. So, well, and we've always been very careful about that with loved ones, as you know. That's why we always call. What did I name your kids on the air? Plaxico? Mm-hmm. And what was the I always gave them fun New York Giants name. But nevertheless, we never said the real names just because we were the ones talking about everything because we had hours to talk and we didn't always give their lives away. But nevertheless, so it was a great celebration of life vacation, so we weren't worried as too much about the bottom line. And a couple of things when you get there. It's, if you go to a place like Puerto Vallarta, it's very competitive. And it, you know, it's eating and drinking. It's like being on a cruise where the food, it's very competitive. So it's all fresh because there's the mountains there.
Oh, I'm sure you ate a lot of fish.
Oh, my God. Everything was so fresh that you don't have as much of a hangover. Even the margaritas at Margarita Time, which is a great place. They make them with fresh limes and fresh oranges. That's one of their secrets. So you don't have, whenever I have, and I love margaritas, on the rocks with salt. Problem is, in American margaritas, the lime juice is so citrusy, you know, that you're getting acid reflux at 3 o'clock in the morning, but not with these margaritas. Everything was so fresh, including the drinks, that I didn't have hangovers in Puerto Vallarta.
Oh.
And I got, you know, I can get after it. We both have Irish Janes. Yes. We don't know when we're drunk. We're just having a good time.
Those people remind us.
Yes, right. Yeah. Exactly. Right. Because we're just loud guys who enjoy conversations. And so we're just amplified.
All right. So I have two things I got to ask you.
Okay.
Up here because, you know, Maui is the United States state there in Hawaii, one of the islands. You went to a foreign country.
Right.
So let's get this out of the way. The two things that worry me the most.
Okay.
Like getting kidnapped and
okay.
And the water. So where would you like to start? The water misnomer or safety leaving the property and getting off? Because a lot of it, and I know Cancun is more violent than other places. I've been to Puerto Vallarta, very peaceful. I go to Cabo more than I go to Puerto Vallarta. How did you feel about your safety when you left the resort?
It's never been a second thought. Remember, I live in Los Angeles.
You do.
The first thing that happened when I got back was there were gunshots when I'm walking the dog. You know, the first thing so I live in L.A. and I live in the United States of America. Who knows how many mass shootings there were when I was gone, but there weren't any when I was at where I was in Puerto Vallarta. Puerto Vallarta is not only one of the safest cities in Mexico, it's one of the safest cities in the world. So it's nothing to think about. And they're very protective. You know, countries are, whether you're going to the pyramids in Giza, or whether you're going to Puerto Vallarta or some countries where some of the violence gets a lot of publicity. I'm not in business with any of the cartels, so I didn't have to worry. And they're very protective of their tourists' money. So when it comes to that, or the water, where I know your next question is, they're very sensitive about reputation. And yeah, our parents, this isn't your grandfather's Oldsmobile. You know, our parents' generation and previous generations, that was always the stereotype about Mexico. So, yes, you can drink the water because they're very sensitive about that stereotype. And they want people coming back. They don't want you there once. They want you to buy a condo there. They got plenty of them for sale. But they're pushing on you.
That's one thing they do in Mexico. Great, man. If you have a chance to go on a timeshare, because you're getting a deal, man. They are closers. I've walked into those timeshare meetings. You get the deal, and I'm a former stockbroker and salesman. I made 300 cold calls a day. I have vast experience in phone sales and closing. And the first thing I do when I come into those things, you know, you got to do an hour video, and that. And they make you do the hour. They don't fuck around with that.
Right.
And the second I walk in, I got my chest out, and I look at everybody. I go, I'm not buying. don't do that. And I try to get them to back off, these gentle, nice people that are going to come in at the end and just close and close. And then there's, you know, a 54-year-old lady who walks there and she's looking at her husband and she's like, but it's a good deal. And they're just signing their life away.
I know.
Going like this, if you're watching the Mutombo finger, no, I gotta get back to the pool. I got a massage at 3. Oh, get away from me.
Oh, they sure do. Oh, and I haven't gone to, I don't go to one. And, but it was incredible. I came back and my batteries are recharged. And as you know, we don't work in the coal mine. But no matter what you do for a living, it's good to recharge your batteries.
And I came back and I hosted a big event in Vegas, the Southern Nevada Sports Hall of Fame. I was an MC for this event, and they gave me a green room in the back with my name on it.
Oh, great.
Real big event, one of the biggest events I've done out here. And I had my little makeup pad there because my face was peeling. I did pretty good with sunscreen in Maui, but, you know, little pieces here or there.
Right.
And I'm going, oh, my God, here we go. But, again, on this podcast, as we talk about vacations, I walked through the door to the other side. I'm not saying I'm not going to go. For a couple of years ago, my wife and I went to Italy on a big Italy tour, and we did an American Express because we had points with them. And with American Express, we did the tour. So the bus tour, we stayed at their hotels. Great value. It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
And there was a tour because as much as we wanted to do it on our own, we knew
you got to do a little of both.
You had to do it with these tour guides. They were fantastic. But the big hook in that story is that everybody, I mean everybody, say there was maybe 60 people on our tour, 55 of them were in their 70s, and they couldn't walk up the Spanish steps.
Oh, this is important.
They couldn't do. And my wife and I were lucky there because we're looking at each other going, we did this trip while we can do it and be vibrant and do it. And we did the tour thing because it was right, but we walked around, and when the bus would get to a spot, we'd be the first to get off,
right,
kind of stay with the tour for a moment, and then we'd go out on our own because we had the energy to do that. So if you can take a vacation in your 70s, 80s, of course do it. But if you can go to some of these bucket list places while you're a little bit more vibrant in regards to your cardio and walking around those cities, do it. Because a lot of people wait to the end of their life when they have more money, they're retired, to go on these trips, and they just can't enjoy it because they can't get around as easy as they could have 20 years ago.
The greatest advice there is, I met a 23-year-old kid named Charlie at a Place in the Sun coffee house in Puerto Vallarta, and he was from Sacramento. He says his name was Charlie. His ex-name's name was Carlos. He's going by Charlie in Puerto Vallarta. And made me, you know, proud of his, I guess, American roots. And he bought a van with his girlfriend, and they moved there. And she teaches English, and he works on the beach. I'm like, it's terrific at 23 years old in his 20s and traveling the world and doing a whole bunch of things there that you don't always have the energy to do when you're older. If your body can't walk up the Spanish Steps, it doesn't feel very good. So go to the Spanish Steps in Rome when you can walk up them, or do the tour of the Roman Colosseum while your knees still work, because I have been there as well, and on vacations, including the Colosseum. You made me think of that when a guy had to bow out of the walking tour because it was too much walking.
Well, let's stick to sports.
Okay.
Back into sports for a second. Shut up and dribble. Draymond Green. Wow, what a topic.
Yeah.
Draymond Green, an amazing topic. Career stats. This is career stats. 8.7 points a game, 7 rebounds, 5.6 assists, 44% field goal percentage. And he's won 4 championships. He played on the most recent dynasty with the Warriors. He opted out of his deal. So in the NBA and in other deals, at the end of a contract, there's one of two clauses. Either you can opt in to your remaining last year because it's the player option, or you can opt out. So it wasn't a team option. The team doesn't say you're gone or we'll make the decision. So Draymond opted out at $27 million. Because he knows by opting out, he can sign a new contract with the Warriors, A, for more, or there'll be several other teams that'll pay him more than $30 million to come to their team. This is one of the most compelling NBA topics. Last year, Kevin Durant, when he left Brooklyn to go to Phoenix, the internet broke. I was on the air filling in for Jim Rome. You were there.
Yeah.
We caught that story the day it happened live. It was one of the biggest live stories I've covered in real time. Draymond, I don't know when he's going to make a decision here. Well, you want to talk about leverage. The guy punched a teammate in the face, Jordan Poole. No one gave a shit. Number two, he's got 4 rings. The owner came on record. The new GM, because Bob Myers retired, great GM, is Mike Dunleavy Jr.
Oh, kid. Wow.
He's the GM of the team. He went on record saying, we want to do everything to get Draymond back. Draymond has a full-time job waiting for him at TNT to replace either Shaq or Charles. He has a podcast, and this guy, this is the topic which fascinates me. Where would Draymond Green be as a person and a basketball player if he didn't go to the Warriors?
Oh, the team that picks you is so important.
On the bone.
Oh my God.
Oh, so John and Frazier, great caller of ours for decades.
Yes.
He came in and ripped him the other night because he's just a role player. I said, no, not a role player. He works perfectly in that system because Steph's the greatest shooter of all time. Top 5 all time is Clay as a shooter. Draymond passes the ball very well. He's a great assist guy. Plus, he's a bully. He's an intimidator. Wayne Gretzky had Marty McSorley to protect him when the
Right.
Dukes wanted to fight him. Draymond can do that. And Draymond is a vocal leader. So statistically, if he would have went from Michigan State and went to Detroit or Portland or Sacramento,
we might not be talking about him.
Not only might we not, be talking about him. I don't think he would have been out of the league. That's too harsh, because he would have won, and I bet you would have won a championship in Phoenix
right.
or somewhere else. But this guy is almost irreplaceable. So I just want to give you my hot take real quick. I would get out of the business of Draymond Green.
You would?
Yes. Here's why. I never want to pay a player ever in any sport more money than they've made at the end of their careers.
Oh, okay.
Behind them. Now, you could, Tom Brady always took less, but that was bullshit. He never took less. They just restructured his contract. Right. They gave him new signing. But no, Brady plays for less. Believe me, Brady cashed a lot of money. Draymond Green played for a decent amount of money his whole career. But this is his last chance to pull the ripcord and get that final deal, that final three-year deal with the player option and make a lot of money. I would pass on it. It would be like a stock in the stock market or your home, your real estate where it's peaked, and I wouldn't pay more.
The Bill Walsh philosophy, right?
And Bill Belichick. But Bill Walsh said it, get rid of a player a year too soon, then a year too late. But right. I'll tell you, I'm fascinated on this topic because his stats don't jump out at you. But as a four-time NBA champ, he's an eight-time first-team all-defense. He's the defensive player of the year in 2017, okay? And two-time all-NBA. This guy's no joke. This guy is legit. But I would be saying an aging Draymond Green that doesn't put up a lot of points, does a lot of other things that don't show up in the box score. There'll be a team that takes him. But how about this? I'll throw it back to you. Do you think Draymond wants to go to a lesser team? What happens if Oklahoma City or New Orleans or Portland or Sacramento says, hey, we'll give you $35
million
on a three-year guarantee? He wouldn't do that.
He wouldn't do that because he's had too much taste of what he wants to go to. Most likely, he probably would only go to the Lakers or stay where he is. That's just my guess because he wants glamour and winning and to be with great teammates because he's a great number three, and he doesn't mind it. See, that's the kind of guy you want, a chip on the shoulder that makes up. Klay doesn't have a chip. Klay might have a chip on his shoulder, but we don't know what it is. We know. You don't have to dig to get to the bottom of the chip on the shoulder of Draymond Green, because just the way he plays, and we can see it and smell it and taste it, and Klay is very relaxed. So he really makes up for, like you said, he's the bully to make up for kind of the lack of I'm from the hood aggression that the stars have, because they're not, because they're son of rich guys and NBA players when it comes to Klay Thompson. And the magician and Steph, and they're son of NBA players, so they don't have the same chip on the shoulder that drives them. And he makes up for that in his style. He's the guy I always compared to Devontaze Perfect, who was an incredible player who was on
with the Raiders. Yeah,
and I was so excited when the Raiders got him, but it didn't work out. But I remember when he played for the Bengals, and sometimes there was a price to pay on the other end with penalties, etc. With him, there's a price to pay with Draymond Green. But you got to admire the chip on the shoulder. He doesn't lose it with all the money. We complain about all the money the players make. All this money these players make. You'd think they give 110% every night. He does.
But Draymond is the perfect example. I don't know of a better one. And if you do, just tweet at me, at JT the Brick or at Looney on Fox. Can you name a player in any sport that got more value and upside by going to one specific team? And I'm not taking away what he did, because he was a big-time performer for the Warriors. Okay, he was an all-star. He was a great player. He won 4 rings. But if that guy goes anywhere else other than with Steph Curry, no chance we're having this conversation. Zero. He was a product of the environment and the culture that he went to. There's a lot of role players on teams. You know, remember, Randy Moss never won a Super Bowl. He was on the 18-0 team.
Right.
Patriots that lost to the Giants in the Super Bowl. And you got Patriots that have won 3 or 4 Super Bowls. He didn't get one. Junior Seau was on that team. He never won a Super Bowl, because they weren't on the right teams that were the teams that were bringing great players or above-average players to world championships.
Well, the first tweet you would get would be Tom Brady, because he accidentally ended up on the New England Patriots, and he was a lot, right. You know, coaches were too dumb to know how good he was, and then Drew Bledsoe got hurt. And that's how, the accidental intelligence of the St. Louis Rams of bringing in Kurt Warner. Who there's these times when coaches who we love are blind, and they've already got their starting lineup in their mind. And even in Green Bay, they didn't realize that Kurt Warner was probably better than Brett Favre. And then Trent Green had to get hurt with the Rams in order for people to realize that Kurt Warner was the best quarterback in the league. And so you're right. It happens. It happens quite often. You have to end up on the, it has to be serendipitous. You have to end up on the right team. And there's and there might be no player that really ended up on the right team more than Draymond Green.
Draymond Green is the Yari Curry of the NBA. Yari Curry was with Mark Messier and Wayne Gretzky.
Wow.
He got all those Stanley Cups, right? And
yep.
He was a very good player. But for Draymond, I think I'll ask you after this. I think Draymond will re-sign with the Warriors. The Warriors will give him fair value, give him a little bit more. He'll stay with that. The Warriors will have the option. It'll be a two-year deal with the team option. He'll get more money. He'll be happy about it, and then he'll ride off into the podcast TV world and probably be pretty successful there. But I don't know. Maybe it's because it's a lean time in sports or not, but this Draymond Green topic is great. Hey, I enjoyed
it. Do you remember when I used to score? You used to just ignore me and move on, which you did a lot.
I've been known to do that.
Right when it sounded like I was being flippant, but when I would send everyone to the Lakers, when I used to say, I want LeBron James and Anthony Davis.
But I forgot to tell you, he's in Paris right now. You love a conspiracy theory?
Okay.
Draymond and LeBron are in Paris as we record this podcast together.
Oh, boy.
They made those loving eyes after Draymond got beat by LeBron.
Right, Was
like, Draymond doesn't want to tackle LeBron. He wants to play with LeBron. Yeah, you better believe it, because that psycho, that lunatic Kyrie Irving, who's a nut job, wants to go to the Lakers. How great would it be if Draymond slid down the five all the way to Los Angeles and played with Anthony Davis and LeBron James?
Oh, well, what do you mean, how great would it be? It would be like another silly thing that Looney would say, and you would move on, right? Yeah. Because I've been putting together those super teams with the Lakers all these years in my fantasies, and it actually happened to come true. And LeBron has been one of the great recruiters. I mean, you have to say that about one of the many things he's been good at over the years is recruiting great teammates. And, you know, that's old-fashioned basketball. Yeah. That's old-fashioned basketball that people haven't appreciated about LeBron James, that people say they love about the college game where it's all about the team. LeBron's style has always been all about the team, all the way back to childhood. And some of the people on his personal team are his personal friends from when he was a child.
Yes, so this is episode one of the summer podcast series. It was called Vacations. Okay. Now we're going to have a barbecue series, food.
Oh, my God,
movies,
I love it.
Because Hollywood puts their chips in the summer. They need a blockbuster,
right.
It's not off to a good start. So we're going to have the summer series. Tell your friends about it. Subscribe, like it, share it with everybody on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, wherever you can do. Share the JT and Looney podcast and enjoy our summer series. Thanks for listening to us bloviate about our vacations.
Boom.
Good. I'll call you in a bit. Good stuff. Right.
Wow. Thank you for listening to all 40 minutes and 40 seconds of the JT and Looney podcast. We're always so symmetrical for you. And we are always powered by our friends at Bet Online, where the game starts.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partners. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.